感谢主把我们这一次带到他面前。
We thank the Lord for gathering us once again before Him.
因为我们对他认真。
That we are serious before Him.
我们先读一点主的话。
That we are serious toward Him. Let's read the word of the Lord.
我们请翻到启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第三章第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。
Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent.
若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you.
我们再请翻到马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew 24.
二十四章。
Matthew 24.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the door.
36. 在那日子那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照样吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
Verses 36 through 39. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be.
四十节，那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个，两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Verse 40, then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
Yeah, 我想继续我之前的负担。
I would like to continue my burden from before.
就是主要再来，他要我们预备，要我们警醒预备。
That the Lord is returning and He wants us to be watchful and to be ready, to prepare, to be ready.
我也会结合就是我们弟兄之前一系列的信息给我里面的一个感觉，我也是一个反应吧。
And after the feeling I have in response to our brother's messages.
在这里主提醒我们，叫我们不要忘记主会再来。
The Lord reminds us here that do not forget that He is returning.
当他离开地上升天的时候，天使说他怎么去也要会怎么再来。
When He left and ascended into the heavens, the angel said that how He reached ascended, this is the same way he will return.
然后这段圣经主耶稣在提醒我们他来的时候会有什么预兆。
And also the passages here in the Bible tells us the signs of his coming.
地上的情形会是怎样的。
What is it going to be like on earth?
当他来的时候有什么重大的事情要发生。
And what great things will be happening?
我们知道现在在各个地方都发生很多的事情。
We know that many things that are happening in the world.
就是人心都惶惶。
And man's heart are melted.
不知道前面会到底会怎样。
And they do not know what is ahead of them.
在神的百姓当中也会有许多的震动。
And there are a lot of shaking among God's people.
但我会想到主其实他来的脚步正在吹动。
But I think about God's, the Lord Jesus, his return, his footsteps is causing these.
他说当他再来的时候地上的日子就像挪亚时候的日子。
Because he said to us that the day that he will return is just like the days of Noah.
他说挪亚的日子有一个特点。
And there is a characteristic of Noah's days.
就是我们会照常的吃喝嫁娶。
Then we will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
但突然不知不觉的时候洪水就来了。
And unexpectedly, the flood came.
因为神已经启示人。
Because God has already revealed to man.
在那个日子有一天审判要来。
That judgment will come.
人不知不觉没有感觉。
And we do not feel it, we are unexpected.
是因为他们对主的话不敬畏不敬重。
Because we do not fear the word of the Lord.
但在那个时代有一个人叫挪亚。
But that in those days there was a man named Noah.
他向着神有个敬畏的心。
He feared the Lord.
他听到神的话。
He heard God's word.
他就做神要他做的事。
And he did what the Lord told him to do.
所以当时他就带着全家建方舟。
So with his whole family, he built the ark.
这是神要他预备的。
This is what the Lord wants him to prepare.
不管周遭发生什么样的事情。
No matter what is happening around him.
他一直在建造，一直在建造。
He continued to build.
他就是这样的预备。
This is how he prepared.
他也就这样的备齐了。
And this was how he was being raptured.
我说备齐，当洪水来的时候那一天。
I meant by raptured, when the floods came.
当洪水在地上泛滥的那一天。
When the floods came.
挪亚和他的一家不在地上了。
Noah and his family, they are not on earth.
他是在方舟里。
They were in the ark.
所以这是在那个时候的备齐。
That was the raptured them.
今天主也提醒我们。
And today, again, the Lord reminds us.
就我们今天是在什么时候？
What hour are we in?
其实我之前一年多之前有这个感觉。
I have this feeling about over a year ago.
就主不要我们在这地上待太久。
That the Lord doesn't want us to remain on this earth for too long.
主要来接我们。
He wants to come to take us with him.
但是里面的感觉没有都这么强。
But my feeling within has not been so strong.
真的就像主在这里提醒要警醒，但是我好像在沉睡当中。
Like the Lord is here telling us to be watchful, but I was asleep.
我只是有点感觉主要我们在地上要走了。
I only have a little feeling that the Lord wants us to walk.
但是好像还动不起来。
But I couldn't move.
直到我们弟兄最近在释放一些信息。
Until the messages that our brother has released.
说教会是在堕落的当中
that,
失败的当中。
That the church is in a condition of fallen and in failure.
但主是要我们做得胜者。
But the Lord wants us to be overcomers.
我在想主要我们在这里有一个有一个提醒，他说要警醒了。
The Lord is calling us, reminding us that we ought to be watchful.
他说要预备啊。
You have to prepare.
当我就是弟兄释放信息之后，我也就是安静下来，一直在主面前思想。
After our brother gave his messages, I quiet myself before the Lord and could have pondering.
我发现需要主来怜悯我们。
I feel we need the Lord to have mercy on us.
因为主的心是这么的迫切。
Our Lord's heart is so burdened with this.
但是我里面的好像没有感觉，动不起来。
But I do not feel it. I cannot move.
好像一个呼唤都唤不醒。
As if a calling and I'm not awakened.
他需要震动。
He needs to shake.
好像那个七点几级、九点几级的那个震动来了之后，人才会醒。
Just like the earthquake up to 7 point something or 9 point something, and people will be awakened.
我们需要看见。
We need to see.
如果没有看见的话，
If we do not see,
我们不会醒过来。
Then we will not awake.
如果我没有看见的话，
If I do not see,
我也不知道预备什么。
Then I do not want to be ready for.
所以我们需要到主面前求主怜悯我们。
So we need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
我们需要到主面前去寻求。
We need to go before the Lord and seek.
主会给我们看见的。
And He will make us see.
因为这里面涉及一个很大问题，就是说我们要悔改。
Here it has a matter of repentance.
Yeah, 我们就看一处在路加福音第三章。
In Luke chapter 3.
这是讲到施洗约翰的时候。
The John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰是传悔改的礼。
Because he preached repentance.
所以我们能够从他出来传道，他传悔改的礼。
So when he was preaching, he preached repentance.
或者我们能够知道什么是真悔改。
Then may we see what true repentance is.
我先说一下，在施洗约翰来的时候，当时的背景是什么？
When John the Baptist came, the background of his coming.
就是神的百姓在那块地方生活。
That the people of God lived in that land.
但是三四百年，神一直都没有说话了。
And God did not speak for over
400 years.
And man's heart has been sleeping. So God raised up John the Baptist.
我们来看第路加福音第三章。
Luke chapter 3.
我们三四两节先。他就来到约旦河一带的地方，宣讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。正如先知以赛亚书上所记的话说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
Verses 3 and 4, And he went into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
第七到第十节。
7-10.
约翰对那出来要受他洗的众人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。众人问他说，这样我们当做什么呢？
Then he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones.And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So the people asked him, saying, What shall we do then?
Yeah, 这里一开始说神的话临到他。
So here it began to have the word of God came upon him.
就是那个时候是神的话临到他的百姓。
The word of the Lord came to his people.
所以那时候就有许多的人就来到约翰的面前要接受洗。
So many came to John to receive the baptism of repentance.
所以在这里我们看到，如果我们当是在当时的话。
So we see here if we were to be living in those times.
约翰在这里就 review, 就是说把人里面的心都揭开了。
John reviews man's heart there.
他说毒蛇的种类。
The brood of vipers.
今天主的话临到我们。
Today the word of God came upon us.
我们听到这些话是不是像有点像毒蛇的种类？
When we hear these words, are we like brood of vipers?
有些人来到主的面前要接受洗礼是要逃避，只是要逃避那个将来的愤怒而已。
Some came to receive baptism. It'sJust to flee from the wrath to come.
他们并没有真知道主的话背后要人改什么。
But they did not know what the word of the Lord once meant to repent from.
他只是不要那个不好的结果。
They just don't want the bad outcome.
所以神知道人的心。
God knows man's heart.
我在想当时有人来到那里只是看热闹。
I was thinking, some would just come to see what's going on.
因为有许多的人都去看。
Because many came.
我们是不是也这样当主有说话的时候。
When the Lord speaks, are we like these?
你看同伴们都去了我也要去。
Well, others, my companions have gone, I should go too.
看有些同伴都下水了我也要下水。
And others have gone to the water, and I will go in too.
因为如果我不下水别人怎么看我。
If I don't go into the water, what would others see me?
也有人就在岸边。
And others will be by the side of the waters.
他听到约翰讲的话。
And heard what John had said.
这话太难了。
Oh, these words are too difficult.
你能不能给我一点面子？
Can you give me some faith?
不要讲我是毒蛇的种类。
Do not say that I'm a brood of vipers.
不要讲这么狠的话。
Not to be so serious.
我真的有这么坏吗？
Am I that bad?
你看我也有聚会啊。
I come to the meetings.
我也有服事啊。
I serve.
我也在神的家中也做一些事情啊。
I do things in the house of God.
为什么说的这么严重呢？
Why is it so terrible?
或者他会看，你看。
They also see.
啊，亚拿和该亚法弟兄都没有这么说啊。
The brothers, Annas and Caiaphas, they didn't say this.
所以人来到主的面前，人的心不一定都是正直的。
So when men come before God, men's heart is not truly honest.
所以人就会用各样的推辞。
And they will have many excuses.
当我们不愿意听的时候。
When we do not want to listen.
我就想到神有恩典的。
And I think God has grace.
我不需要改。
I do not need to change.
有一天神会把我带过去。
And one day God will bring me through.
先知在这里知道人的心。
But the prophet knows the man's heart.
神说。
God says.
如果你不悔改
If you do not repent,
我可以从石头中兴起子孙
I can raise up descendants from the stone
什么意思
What does this mean?
当神的话神的旨意要临到人的身上
When the word of God when his purpose is to come to man
人不接受
Men do not receive it
神可以越过去
God can pass him by
他可以兴起其他的人
God can raise up others
为叫神的旨意能够往前。
In order for God's purpose to move forward.
他这里说你要有悔改的心。
Here it says to have a heart of repentance.
人有悔改的心。
Man has a heart of repentance.
是因为他真的看见了。
It's because he truly see.
他不光是看到那个结果很可怕。
Not only seeing that the end is terrible.
他更是看到了神的话语中所启示的
But what the word of God has revealed
就是主的道和我所行的道是怎样的
The, It reveals God's way and my way
主的道是直的我的道是弯曲的
God's way is straight my way is crooked
但人总是用好像外面的一些行为说我这样就可以了
But men often use outward actions to say that oh, this is okay
主说 No, 是你的根部出了问题。
But the Lord says No, it is the root that is the problem.
是你在走自己的路。
You are walking your own way.
他这里说斧子是放在树根上。
It says the axe is laid on the root.
因为当我们来到主的画面前，我们常常受到提醒，我们只注意到树枝或者树叶。
And oftentimes when we read the Word of God, we often just we looked at the branches, the leaves.
就是我表面的上面那些行为呀不对。
Yes, indeed, you know, my outward actions, my behaviors is wrong.
或者我再多想不光是叶子错了那个枝子都错了。
Yeah, the leaves are not right, the branches maybe, yeah, the branches are not right either.
但主是一直对着那个根去的。
But the Lord goes all the way to the root.
主一直 pointing 的是你的 root problem, 你要对付吗？
The Lord points to our root problem. Do we want to deal with it?
当人真的看到是我错了。
When men truly see, I am wrong.
主指示我应该走怎样的路。
And the Lord points out to me which way I should take.
人看到了。
When men sees it.
因着看见。
Because of seeing.
他那个悔改的心。
And there is this heart of repentance.
就是一个真的悔改。
A true repentance.
他要带出悔改的果子。
And that heart of repentance will bring, that fruit of repentance.
所以如果人只有一个悔改的心却没有悔改的果子的话。
If man only has that heart of repentance but no fruit of repentance.
我们都被提醒那不是真悔改。
Then we are reminded that it's not true repentance.
但有些人在那里只是听到这些话跟施洗约翰在这里理论的时候。
And when some heard the word and was there, arguing with John.
但有些人是真的看到了他愿意悔改。
Some truly they see and they repent.
但是那只是开始。
But that is only the beginning.
有时候我们在主面前我们真的意识到 wrong 了。
Sometimes when we are before the Lord and we realize that we are indeed wrong.
但我们其实还不知道怎么走。
But we still do not know how to walk.
所以这里就有众人问他说。
So here the multitudes ask him.
我们当做什么呢？
What shall we do then?
这是我们的真正在主面前悔改的经历。
And this is our experience from true repentance.
我们会发现在这里每个人改的不一样。
We will realize that everyone has different things to repent from.
有些人是要放下一些东西。
Some need to lay down certain things.
有一些人是要给一些东西。
Some need to give something.
所以我们需要自己来到主面前。
So we need to come before the Lord ourselves.
当我们听到主的话。
When we hear His words.
他要我们悔改。
He wants us to repent.
我们需要来到他面前。
We need to come before Him.
需要他的恩典。
We need His grace.
不然的话我们只是用自己的努力好像要做出一个悔改的动作。
Otherwise, we are just striving with our own might to do an action of repentance.
所以我们看到一个真的悔改。
We see that a true repentance
是主的话
God's word
开启了我让我知道真错了。
God's word revealed in my heart that I'm truly wrong.
错在哪里？
What is my wrong?
主也把我们带到他所要的里面。
The Lord also brings us into what He wants.
所以我在想，主要我们要警醒，要预备。
So I'm thinking that the Lord wants us to be watchful, to be ready.
其实我发现其实是很难的。
It is difficult.
但是如果我们是一个诚实的心到主面前。
But if we come to the Lord with an honest heart.
主会。开启我们。
The Lord will reveal to us.
当我们弟兄在跟我们讲教会的光景的时候。
When our brother speaks to us about the condition of the church.
他讲到失败的情形。
He spoke about the condition of failure.
他说有两个教会，一个是一个是撒迪教会。
He spoke of two churches, Sardis.
他说按名也是活的，其实是死的。
So alive in name only, but it's dead.
当我刚开始听到的时候，好像这句话还不能进到我里面。
When I first heard this, the word couldn't get into my heart.
但弟兄在一直那里喊。
But our brother was keep calling there.
主的话也在那里说。
And God's word is saying,
按名是活的，其实是死的。
Have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
你认识这个吗？
Do you know this?
它的特点是什么呢？
What is the characteristic?
它特点是没有一样在神面前是完全的。
That there is nothing that is perfect before God.
这句话进到我里面。
And this word entered into my heart.
因为我们弟兄也跟我们交通说。
Our brother also shared with us.
我们是不是读了很多的圣经？
Have we read a lot of Bible?
我们感动的多。
We have been touched much.
但生命改变的少。
But life changed little.
我们是不是摆下许多的祷告？
We have prayed much.
我们真正得祷告的到底有多少？
But few of our prayers are answered.
我知道主怎样答应我祷告的到底有多少？
That we truly know that the Lord has answered our prayers.
他说我们交通相劝的多。
And we have shared and fellowship a lot.
但主借着我们改变人的生命到底有多少？
But how much have the Lord used us to change lives?
这不是我们真实的光景吗？
Isn't this the true condition of us?
如果我们诚实在主面前的话，
If we are honest before God,
我们没有一样在神面前是完全的。
And there is nothing perfect for him.
我们不是按名是活的，其实是死的吗？
Isn't it true that we only have a name, that we are alive, but we are dead?
在老底家教会，
In Laodicea,
弟兄提醒我们，主在这里的话是说我们不冷不热。
The Lord's word said that we are lukewarm.
我也在想，怎么会不冷不热呢？
And I was thinking, what it means, lukewarm.
但老底家教会的一个特点，
But the characteristic of the church in Laodicea,
就是他感觉一样都不缺，
that they feel that they have lack of nothing.
这不是我们吗？
Isn't this us?
我们有时会感觉有些东西不对。
We sometimes feel there is something wrong.
但是我要问，我们一直在主面前问，我有缺的感觉吗？
But I have to ask, do we have that feeling of lack?
我有急切的要到主面前去寻求吗？
Do we have that earnestness to come before the Lord and seek?
其实我们的心是一样都不缺的。
In reality, our heart, we have nothing that we lack.
为什么会这样呢？
How come?
当我再仔细想的时候，
When I ponder more,
我们在主面前感觉缺的时候，紧迫的祷告的时候，到底是在什么时候？
When we feel the lack and we come in earnest to pray, what is it all about?
很多时候只是我们在地上的需要。
Many times it's about the needs that we need on earth.
我想到自己走过的路。
I've thought about the ways I've gone through.
很多的时候是为着学业而已。
Many times it's for studies.
为着找工而已。
Looking for a job.
为着身份而已。
For our legal status.
为着婚姻而已。
For marriage.
为着生孩子而已。
For children.
或者再多想就是有一天毕业退休了。
Or maybe more as you know when you graduate and you retire.
当这些事情都过去的时候。
When all these things passed.
我就没有那个缺的感觉了。
Then I do not have the feeling of lack anymore.
然后我就照常聚会。
Then I just come to the meeting.
一年一年的来。
And year after year I come.
我真的有缺吗？
Do I truly have lack?
为什么没有缺呢？
Why no lack?
主说因为我们只要我们的。
The Lord says that because we only want what we want.
当主要只是有那永远价值的东西的时候。
But when the things that have eternal value.
像那火炼的金晶、白衣、眼药
，the refined gold, the white garments, and the eye staff.
我们并不觉得缺。
We do not feel we lack.
我们并不想要。
We do not want.
为什么呢
？Why?
我发现我自己一个深深的提醒。
I've been reminded.
我自己落在了宗教知识的里面。
I've fallen into religion and fallen into knowledge.
我都不知道，没感觉。
I do not know, I do not feel.
所以我们可以在一起，就是谈谈就可以了。
So we can be together and we just discuss.
生命没有改变，主在不在，就都没关系。
It doesn't matter whether the Lord is here or our lives are changed.
主怎么看，我没有感觉。
How the Lord...View sees it, we do not have any feeling.
我不去想这个问题。
I do not think about this problem.
甚至我不想去想这个问题。
In actuality, I do not want to think about this problem.
但主在这里是说。
But the Lord says here.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
That what the Spirit says to the churches, those who have an ear, let him hear.
也就是说，他告诉我们，我们每次来到主面前，我们是不是带着一个。能听的耳朵来听主的话。
And he is telling us when we come before him, are we bringing an ear, a hearing ear before him?
我只是听我想听的话。
Or are we only hearing things that I want to hear?
所以主是借着弟兄，就是告诉我们。
So the Lord through our brother speaks to us.
主要的是什么？
What the Lord wants.
一件事行不行，主满不满意？
Whether something is good or not, whether the Lord is satisfied,
不是在乎我怎么想，我怎么定的。
It doesn't depend on how I feel or how I think about it or set.
只有我们在主的话语中被衡量过了，通过了才行。
It's not how I determine it, but how it's when it's weighed against God's word.
只有我们聚在一起是要主所要的。
that when we come before the Lord together, we want what He wants.
当我想到这一些的时候，
when I think about these,
我里面的感觉，
how I feel inwardly,
我就想到在拉萨路的坟墓里面，
that in the grave of Lazarus,
我们拉萨路在已经死了四天了。
Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
在那个坟墓的里面。
It's inside the grave.
一片的黑暗。
It's all darkness.
都臭了。
And it was stench.
没有生命。
There's no life.
活的主却在外面。
The Lord was alive. It's outside the grave.
我在想主容许他这样。
I think that the Lord allowed, this.
好叫我们真知道我们自己的光景，我们的能力到底是怎样的。
That we truly see our condition and our own might.
在我们的，好像在那个坟墓前有个大石头。
That by the, on the grave, in front of it is a large stone.
主说。
And the Lord said,
要把石头挪开。
You have to take away the stone.
拉撒路你要出来。
Lazarus, you have to come out.
如果我们是拉撒路在坟墓里面，
If we were Lazarus in the grave,
我们会怎么想？
What would we think?
我都臭了。
I'm full of stench.
我如果出去，别人怎么看我？
How would others see me if I were to walk out of the grave?
但是主说，你出来。
But the Lord said, come out.
要把石头挪开。
Take away the stone.
要悔改。
Repent.
要活过来。
Come alive.
当你出来的时候，
When you come out,
虽然刚开始不好看，
Maybe from the, in the beginning you might not look good,
但主要更新我们，
But the Lord will renew us.
这是我们在主面前，主真的看我们的时候，我们常常是这样一个光景。
When the Lord sees us, we are in such a condition.
Yeah, 但我一直在主面前在求主来光照我。
I come before the Lord and ask Him to illuminate me.
我发现很多的时候非常的 passive.
And oftentimes I'm very passive.
在人面前看起来很好。
Before man is good.
最多就是对一些事情有 reactive, 就是有些反应。
At the most, I'm reactive to certain things.
就是有不对了，有需要的时候我有反应。
When there is wrong or there is a need, I react to that.
但是我们并没有积极的来追求主要我们所得到的。
But we have not actively pursued what the Lord wants us to gain.
主在带领他的百姓出埃及。
The Lord was leading His people out of Egypt.
主带他们到了迦南边。
And right before Canaan.
主说你们要继续得迦南地为业。
The Lord told them to enter and gain Canaan as an inheritance.
主已经在那里摆下了目标要进入的。
The Lord gave them a goal. He set the goal that you have to enter.
他说你要起来，你要进去。
Rise up and enter.
我们会觉得真的要往前走，我们会觉得会难的，会苦的。
Indeed, to go forward, there is difficulties that, There's much suffering.
但主今天对我们已经说话了，我们就要有一个愿意的心。
But the Lord has spoken to us today. We have to have a willing heart.
我不愿意被撇在那个旷野的里面。
That I'm unwilling to be cast aside in the wilderness.
哪怕我们只有像彼得那一点点的信心。
Even if we only have that little faith like Peter.
他说在你有永生之道我还能跟从谁呢
In you is the living way, whom shall I follow?
只要我们有这个愿意的心跟随主
As long as we have that willing heart to follow the Lord,
主必要带我们进到那个迦南地
He will bring us into, enter into Canaan.
他要在前面带领我们征战得胜
He will be before us and leading us into battle and overcome.
只有我们需要主看我们已经看到我们真的错了我们才会警醒
So we need the Lord to open our eyes to see that we are indeed wrong. Then we will, be watchful.
不在乎我怎么想的，是在乎主所要的是什么。
It doesn't matter how I think about it, but it's what the Lord wants.
主要我们预备。
The Lord wants us to be ready.
我不知道大家怎么想。
I do not know, what you think.
我对自己一个很深的感觉，就是预备也要看见。
I have this deep feeling that even to get ready, to be ready, we have to see.
好像我做错了一件事情。
It's as if I did something wrong.
他说错了。
It's wrong.
那我做的对的应该要往哪里去？
He said it's wrong. Then what do I do? What is the right way?
我们需要主给我们看见主所要的是什么。
We need the Lord to make us see what is what He wants.
我们最近我在想许多主都在读哥林多前后书。
I think many of us have been reading 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
保罗传福音在哥林多那个地方就建立了教会。
And Paul preached the gospel in Corinth and then he built the church there.
后来教会就成长了。
And the church grew.
但后来就出了很多的问题。
And later arise many problems.
所以有人就写信给保罗。
So they wrote to Paul.
就教会出现了很多的问题，保罗要解决。
Paul has to solve the many problems that arise in the church.
我感谢主赐下哥林多前后书。
And I thank the Lord for giving us the first and second Corinthians.
因为在这两本书里面，保罗把主给他的看见交通给弟兄姊妹。
Because Paul fellowship.What the Lord has made him see.
他的解决问题是根据他的看见。
His solving the problem is according to his seeing.
我们翻到哥林多前书，我们读一些的圣经。
First Corinthians chapter.
第三章。
Three.
第九到十一节。
9 to 11.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好的根基，有别人在上面建造。只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
保罗把这在这里说他是那个工头。
Paul says here that he is a master builder.
他提到根基和建造。
He mentioned about the foundation and the building.
因为哥林多人在上面一直建造，一直建造。
Because those in Corinthians, Corinth has been building upon, and building upon.
许多的问出现了许多的问题。
There were many problems.
所以保罗在这里来解答他们的问题。
So Paul here is solving that problem.
他这里特别提到那已经立好的根基是耶稣基督。
And he specifically mentioned here that the foundation that has been laid is Jesus Christ.
如果根基没有立稳了，
If the foundation is not firm,
根基没有看着准的话，
If the foundation, if we do not see as sure,
上面就不会有讨神喜悦的建造。
Then on it will not have building that is satisfied.That will satisfy God.
我们常常我自己有一个感觉，就是以为我的根基立稳了。
I often feel that I have a firm foundation.
我打一个比方哈。
I'll give an example.
如果我们是一起参与一个建筑的，在建一个房子的话。
If we all participate in building a house.
我们被邀请去做一些事情。
We have been invited to do something.
我们去帮一些忙。
We helped.
也很热心帮忙。
We are zealous to help.
然后帮忙的时候，结果那个工头说这样不对。
And when we are helping, the master builder said, "This is not right."
你会问他。
And you will ask.
那我应该怎么做
？And what shall I do?
好不好？
Is it good?
他就告诉你做这个。
And he said, do this.
我们会觉得很好。
We'll feel it's good.
但是工头如果走了。
But if the master builder left,
我就不知道怎么做了。
Then I do not know what to do.
所以保罗在哥林多教会书信的里面。
So Paul here writes to the church in Corinth.
他要把那个根基的问题一定要让弟兄姊妹们知道。
He wants the brothers and sisters to know the foundation.
所以为什么年长的弟兄姊妹会告诉我们，当我们遇见一些事情的时候，他把最重要的告诉我们。
So why brothers and sisters before us would tell us when we have something very important, they would tell us the most important thing of the matter.
保罗在这里讲到根基是耶稣基督。
Here Paul speaks that the foundation is Jesus Christ.
如果我们读哥林多前书的第一章、第二章的时候，
When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2,
这一位耶稣基督，
This Jesus Christ,
是钉十字架的耶稣基督。
This Jesus Christ is the one who has been crucified.
我们知道保罗到哥林多的地方的时候，
When Paul went to Corinth,
那里的人都很聪明有才干。
The people there, they're very intelligent, they're very able.
他里面有个战惊。
He was in tremble.
Yeah,
he trembled.
因为主给他的那个立的根基是钉十字架的基督。
Because the foundation that God gives him, is Jesus Christ crucified.
因为在保罗的主给他的看见的里面。
Because the seeing that God, have Paul see.
是一个大的看见。
It's a great seeing.
我不知道大家怎么看主耶稣钉十字架。
I do not know how you see Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
保罗心中是说，我不用智慧的言语。
Paul in his heart said that he is not using wisdom.
免得基督的十字架落了空。
That lest Jesus Christ cross is in vain.
Yeah, in vain 就是那个效果没掉了。
That it will not have the power.
我也是感谢主在读哥林多前书的时候，因为我就在想，保罗他在处理教会问题、教会建造的事情的里面。
I was thinking how Paul solved the problems in the churches in this building.
是根据他的看见。
It's according to his seeing.
但是他的看见不是他个人的看见。
But his seeing is not his own seeing.
因为他是奉神旨意。做耶稣基督使徒的那一位。
Because it was by the will of God, he was the apostle.
他的看见也是给我们所有神的儿女是要看见的。
So his seeing is for the, all the children of God.
他所看见的主耶稣钉十字架是什么呢？
When Paul sees Jesus Christ and him crucified, what did he see?
我在想，我们很多的人都只知道主耶稣钉十字架就是他为我们的罪替我们死在十字架上。
Many of us would think, would know that when he said that Jesus Christ and him crucified, maybe we would just think because Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
再多一点的往前走。
And maybe a little more going forward.
就是我这个人的己也要被钉。
That my self has to be nailed to the cross.
我们是不是是这样的认识呢？
It's our understanding only to this point.
这保罗的认识是怎样的呢？
But what is Paul's understanding?
我们来读哥林多前书。
We'll read 1 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
18, 19节。
18, 19.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，弃绝聪明人的聪明。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, it will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
21到24节。
21-24
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹， 希律尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的人，无论是犹太人、希律尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
第三十节。
Verse 30,
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
第二章的六
Chapter 2, verses 6 and
7, 然而在完全的人中我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要将亡之人的智慧，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
However, we seek wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory.
第三章十八到二十节。
Chapter 3, verses 18 to 20.
人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。因这世界的智慧在神看是愚拙，如经上记着说，神叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计，又说主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。
Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, and they are futile.
所以保罗在这里说，
So Paul says here,
神要用十字架来灭绝这智慧人的智慧。
That God uses the cross to do away with the wisdom of the wise,
废弃聪明人的聪明。
And do away with the wise in their own craftiness.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
神要把这个整个世界的智慧能力全部都否定。
To reject all the wisdom of this world.
他说犹太人的神要否定。
He rejects that of the Jews.
希律尼人的要否定。
To reject that of the Greeks.
我们知道在当时犹太人他代表的是一个非常纯正最好的宗教。
We know that at that time the Jews represent the most pure religion.
希律尼人是当时人最崇尚的世界。
And the Greeks then were what people looked up to the world.
有非常好的文化艺术。
They have the best culture and best art.
非常好的哲学。
A best philosophy.
代表了当时世界的荣华荣美。
It represents the glory of the world at that time.
主说这些我都否定了。
And the Lord said he rejects all of these.
都钉十字架了。
All nailed to the cross.
还不止如此。
And not only that.
不只是在保罗时候当时的犹太人、希律尼人。
Not only then in Paul's time, the Jews and the Greeks.
保罗在这里传主的话，他是神要用十字架钉所有在神以外的。
And Paul says here that the Lord uses the cross to nail everything that's outside of God.
这些智慧、这些能力是怎么积累出来的？
Where did these wisdom and these might come from?
人犯罪离开了神。
Man sinned and go against God.
从伊甸园里出来之后。
And after they left, they've been cast out of the Garden of Eden.
人就开始有了宗教和世界上各样的事物。
And man has religion and all the things of this world.
为着过一个没有神的生活。
In order to live a life without God.
一直存留到主耶稣来的时候。
All the way to when the Lord Jesus came.
人都是这样过。
Men live their lives this way.
这个世界是经过了许多年的建造。
The world has gone through many years of building.
它经过了亚丹。
It went through Adam.
经过了该隐。
Cain.
经过了巴比伦。
Babylon.
经过了巴别塔。
The Tower of Babel.
经过了后面的希腊。
And through the Greeks.
经过了罗马。
And Rome.
也经过了犹太教。
And also Judaism.
所有在神以外的经营建造。
Every building, everything that is outside of God.
这所有的智慧能力。
All these wisdom and all these power.
主都把它钉在十字架上了。
God nailed them to the cross.
这个世界的智慧和能力是一个破产的公司。
It's a bankrupt company, all these wisdom.
这是神看整个世界的一个眼光。
This is the view from God of this world.
那你我是不是还往里面投资呢？
But are we still investing in all of these?
还在里面存款经营呢?
And we still deposit all the gold.
仇敌会把它进过蜜镀上金。
The enemy, Satan will put gold around it and also dip it with honey.
叫我们一直陷在里面。
That we will continue to fall into it.
就算信了主。
Even though we have believed,
我仍然想待在里面，我不想出来。
I still want to remain in there and I do not want to come out.
如果主有所要的。
When the Lord has something that He wants,
我照着我在这世界上所学到的，我来建造。
Then according to what I have learned in this world, I'll build upon it.
但他不知道。
But He does not know.
我不知道，我们不知道。
We do not know. I do not know.
原来神在十字架上，当主耶稣钉在那十字架上的时候。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was on that cross.
他把这所有世界中不出是犯了罪之后。人的经营建造神全部否定了。
That all of these things built by man that has when man sinned, God nailed them to the cross that day.
不管是多么好的道德。
No matter how good the morality.
不管人是多么的有才能。
No matter how capable men are.
不管人对神有多么的热忱。
No matter how zealous man can be toward God.
神都在十字架上否认了。
God has rejected it on the cross.
判决了。
Has already give a judgment there.
所以神让他的儿子钉在十字架上。
So God has his son nailed to the cross.
他带来一个新造。
He brings about that new creation.
在十字架上。
On that cross.
世界和世界一切属于世界的都被钉了。
Or the world and all that belongs to the world has been nailed to the cross.
人都不要了，都弃绝了。
God has rejected all and forsake all.
然后神就在复活的主里面开始了新造。
And in that resurrected Lord, he began the new creation.
他的应许在基督里都是是的。
His promises in Christ Jesus is yes.
都是阿们的，都是实在的。
It's amen and true.
主不需要钉在十字架上面的那个世界上的一切的东西。
God doesn't need anything that has been nailed to the cross that belongs to the world.
主只要在他儿子基督耶稣里面的东西。
God only wants what is in his son, Christ Jesus.
他也预备了一切。
And he has prepared everything.
当保罗在传福音的时候。
When Paul preached the gospel.
他传那个钉十字架的耶稣基督。
He preached Jesus Christ and him crucified.
在那个十字架上。
On that cross.
主耶稣死了。
The Lord Jesus died.
他向着世界死的。
Die to the world.
向着仇敌死的。
Die to the enemy.
好叫我们能够在神里面活过来。
That we may live before God.
所以在那十字架上。
So on that cross.
我们的罪都归在他身上。
Our sin was all on him.
我们这个可怜的自己也归在他身上。
Our pitiful self has been all to him.
他都钉死了。
It's all nailed to the cross.
他要我们在主耶稣的根基上建造。
He wants us to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
这是保罗在跟哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹在交通。
This is Paul fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters in Corinth.
这是神借着我立的根基。
That this is the foundation that God has laid.
所以如果再在上面建造是出于神已经定罪的。
If we build upon what God has already judged as sin,
我的自己
has condemned ourselves,
自己的智慧能力和方法
the wisdom and power and methods of the world,
这就是破坏神所开始的。
Then we are destroying what God has began.
是要被烧的。
It's to be burned.
我们今天能不认识。
Today, men do not know.
因为我们不知道，我们没看见。
Because we do not know, we do not see.
如果我们是出于己的。
If it's out of ourselves.
不是靠着主的。
It's not trusting in the Lord.
不是连于主的。
It's not one with the Lord.
那一天都要被烧。
That day, it will all be burned.
其实不是那一天被烧。
Truly, it's not that day.
在我们是认为是那一天被烧。
For us, we think it's that day.
但今天已经定了。
But today, it's been judged already.
因为根据他的性质和他的地位，那件事的结局已经定了。
Because of its nature and its order, the judgment is set.
所以保罗弟兄也跟他们劝勉。
So Paul exhort them.
我们必要在基督台前显露出来。
That we will be revealed before the judgment seat of Christ.
因为保罗看见许多的事不合神的心意。
Because Paul saw that many things are not satisfied to God's will.
早一点带到神的面前。
The sooner we bring before the Lord.
被神来检验。
That the Lord will be there.Doing the refining.
哪怕被神来否定。
Even if it's being rejected by God.
为的是那一天能够主承认这样的建造。
It's that we bring it and God will test it and even though he can do away with it, but then that day we are truly being built up.
所以这是保罗说的根基。
That's the foundation that Paul spoke.
所以当我们看到主所要的根基是这样的。
So when we see what foundation God wants,
我们只能说
that we can only say,
主要我们不知道怎么做。
We do not know what to do.
求你指示。
Show us.
神已经在十字架上让主耶稣已经被钉了。
The Lord, God has already nailed the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross.
为的是要救人从那个世界中被救出来带到神的心意的里面。
That man may be saved out of this world into the will of God.
所以人能够信主实在是一个福气。
So indeed it is a blessing that man can be saved.
世界在成人当中因着信主就被救到神的家中。
The world has fallen, but becauseof the salvation of God and we are being saved into God's house.
所以在一个信的人
So to the believer,
我们能够把自己奉献交在主的时候实在是蒙福。
Indeed, it is a blessing that we can consecrate ourselves and put ourselves in God's hand.
我们不单是得到了一个在神面前称义的地位。
Not only we have this position of righteousness before God,
因着我们把自己奉献在主的手中，
But because we consecrate ourselves, give ourselves to Him,
主要在我们身上带进他那所满意的建造。
He will bring about in us the building that is satisfying to His heart.
如果我们还是保留我们的自己，不肯把自己交给主。
If we still unwilling and we still keep ourselves and not willing to give ourselves to the Lord,
我们其实在主那里很多的时候只有一个地位而已。
Many times before him, we only have a position.
不会真的有什么建造。
There will not be true building.
所以让我们看到主在十字架上成就的是何等大的事情。
May we see how great a salvation God has completed on the cross.
当我们还不认识他的时候，他就上了十字架。
He went to the cross before we knew him.
他为了要拯救我们。
In order to save us.
让我们没有再保留的把自己归给主。
That we do not hold on and not give ourselves to him.
Yeah, 当我们是这样的看到我们信的主是怎么一回事。
When we see what it means to believe in the Lord.
不再是看我自己的一点需要，而是看神的心意是什么。
It's not to look at what I need, but what God's heart wants.
我们才会真的脱离这个世界。
Then truly, we'll leave this world.
我们愿意脱离己。
And we're willing to leave ourselves.
因为很多时候都是我们不愿意。
Many times we are unwilling.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
这实在是何等蒙恩的一件事情。
This is indeed, a great thing.
像今天诗歌所唱的。
Just like a hymn today.
世界不再是我的偶像。
That the world is no longer my idol.
这一切都被钉在十字架上。
All have been nailed to the cross.
因为主救了我。
Because God has saved me.
他是千万人中第一人。
He's the fairest of 10,000.
Yeah, 所以当我们真知道主所要的时候，
When we truly know what God wants,
我们预备的方向才对。
Then the direction of our preparation will be correct.
因为我很多的时候，
Because many times,
我们会，我打一个比方说吧。
Just for example,
我们很像一个流浪的孩子。
We are like a wayward son.
没人要。
Nobody wants.
我们被救到了一个人的家中。
We have been saved into a man's house.
成了他家中的一员。
Become a member, become one of his own.
这个家的主人不是一般的人。
This owner of the house is not anyone.
是一个王。
It's a king.
是一个皇家。
It's a royal house.
我们来到他的家中。
We come into his house.
我们很感恩。
We are very thankful.
我们开始在这个家中过生活。
And we start to live our lives in this house.
但是我们在以前的那个流浪的生活中，许多的东西还留着。
But we kept many of the things during, from our wanderings.
我们带了许多的衣服。
We brought a lot of clothes.
有一天把自己那件衣服穿上。
And we'll wear all the clothes that we brought.
那位主人说，那这个不好，脏的。
And the owner said, you know, this is not good, it's dirty.
Yeah, 那我就换掉。
And then we changed.
然后又从我的箱子里说，哎，这件干净吧。
And I brought out of my luggage, now this is clean.
因为在我看是很干净的。
To me, this is very clean.
我就想穿在这个家中过生活。
And I'll wear this and live in this house.
但那个家主说。
But the owner of the house said,
No. 你以前流浪的那一些的衣服全部扔掉吧。
Throw away all the clothes from your wandering.
你现在是皇家的儿子。
You're a son of the royal family.
我为你预备了所有的衣服。
I prepared all the clothing for you.
你不要照着你自己的样子了。
Do not do according to your ways.
你只要来到我面前听我的话。
Just come to me and listen to me.
照着我的话语生活。
And live by my words.
不再是靠自己，一件好像这件东西不好扔一下，那件衣服不好。然后扔一下。
Don't just rely on the things, you know, you just throw this clothing away and then it's not good and another garment, you pick it up again.
我们是完全看这个新的家他是怎样生活的。
We look how this owner of the house, how he lives.
Yeah, 这也是保罗在许多的书信里面他说要过新人的生活。
Many of the letters of Paul, he said to live the life of a new man.
因为这个是一个全新的心脏。
Because this is a new creation.
Yeah, 我觉得我今天的我就交通到这里好了。
I will only fellowship this far.
我心中一个很大的感觉就是我们都需要回到主的面前。
I feel in my heart we need to return to the Lord.
真知道主要我们走主的路。
Truly know the way he wants us to walk in.
主已经预备的恩典。
He has prepared grace.
因着看见
Because of seeing,
我们就相信接受跟随
We believe and we accept and we follow.
对主认真
And to be serious to him.
好好的跟随主
And to follow him.
当我们见他的时候
And when we see him,
我们不至于羞愧
That we are not ashamed.
那我们就到这里好了
We'll end here.
我们今天祷告
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你快要再来。
Lord, you are coming quickly.
主，我们都感觉，主听到你回来的脚步。
Lord, we feel we can hear the footsteps of your return.
主啊，你也借着你的仆人常向我们说话。
And Lord, through your servants, you often speak to us.
主啊，因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
不愿我们一直在沉睡的当中。
You do not want us to continue to be asleep.
主啊，在这混乱沉睡的时代，我们能够醒过来。
In this chaotic and generation that is sleeping.
主啊，求你赐给我们恩典。
Lord, that we'll be awakened. Lord, give us grace.
我们都来到你面前。
That we'll come to you.
你光照我们。
Lord, that you will illuminate us.
给我们有悔改的恩典。
That we have grace to repent.
主啊，因为我们要。
Lord, because we want.
所以我们不是要自己所要的，我们要你所要的。
Lord, we do not want what we want, but what you want.
是吧？这都是因为你要成全我们。
Because Lord, this is what you want to perfect in us.
预备我们。
To prepare us.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
在一切的事上，我们向你正直。
That in all things we are honest before you.
是吧？凡你指点的，主，我们都愿意来到你面前。
Lord, that whatever you point out, Lord, we come before you.
求你继续的带领。
Lord, continue to lead us.
谢谢主耶稣。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.